Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Are you concerned about what God thinks about you? If you aren't, you should be. You should be concerned enough to make some changes in your life, to begin obeying what you know and understand about God's way, His plan of salvation. Are you concerned about your destiny? Do you know or understand your destiny, why you were put here, or why you were born? God gives understanding to you and me as we yield and obey God to the best of our understanding and knowledge of God's Word, and as we try to study and show ourselves approved, as the Bible says. So if you are truly concerned about what God thinks about you, then you will want to make changes in your life. You will want to understand what true and pure religion is and begin to live accordingly. Many are more concerned about what people think than they are about what God thinks about them. And there are many that know they should turn loose of the tradition and lifestyle of following the crowd, of doing what most people in their community are doing, but they fear what others will think or say if they do. Is fear of what others will think of you holding you back from seeking and searching God's true way and His true church? Is fear keeping you from obeying God to the degree that you know you should? Now, when it's all said and done, in the end, who is going to judge you? Who is going to pass out your reward? Who will determine what your reward will be? I think that is easy to figure out, isn't it? Another thing that we should think about, that we should be concerned about, is who gives you food to eat, air to breathe, water to drink? Who gave you life? And who sustains it? Who thought out and planned and created and designed the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is? Who made all the beauty that we see every day? When you're in severe trouble, who do you cry out to for help and for deliverance? Who has promised you eternal life? Who has promised eternal death if we don't repent and make some changes in our life? Yes, who has said that unless you repent of your sins, that he said that the wages of sin is death, not eternal life and hell fire? But who can save you from hell fire? You need to think about these things, my friends. You need to keep them on your mind, and probably you wouldn't be too concerned about what other people think about you, the way you worship your God, your religious practices. The wages of sin is death. Who can protect and bless you and heal you? Who gave their life for you? Who can give you the Holy Spirit, which is the very mind and character of Almighty God? And as you obey God to the best of your understanding, He will give you more of His Spirit, which helps you to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You need to consider where all your blessings come from, and who it is that has the key to life and death, before you put what people think about you ahead of obeying God, especially when it concerns your pure religious beliefs and practices. And you should look into your religious beliefs and practices to see if they are pure or if they have pagan customs. And if you find it so, will you be more concerned about what God says and thinks and take courage to make some changes? Or will you fear what people think? James 4, verse 17 says this, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." So if you know to do good, to obey God, and you don't do it, you will be called on to give account for what you did or for what you didn't do. Notice what God has to say here in Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. "But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? Now, God is asking a question. He wants to know if we're guilty of judging someone. So we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And you need to keep that on your mind, that someday you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And you're going to give an account for what you have done, for what you have said, the way you have lived your life, right or wrong. It goes on here in verse 11. It says, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God." Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? Each of us shall give account to himself for God. Notice what it says in Matthew 25, and I want to read this entire parable here. We need to make it clear and plain. Matthew 25, beginning in verse 14, it's a parable of the talents. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country," this is verse 14, "who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey." Now, what God is telling us here in this parable is that he gives you understanding and talent and ability to live his way as he sees that you can. And it's up to you what you do with them. And God brings this out clearly in this parable here. "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who received 2 talents gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money." Now notice that, my friend. Here's someone that had some knowledge, some understanding, some talents, and didn't act on it. He probably feared what someone would think if he made some changes in his life. Verse 19, "After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Now here's an individual that took his calling and his election sure. He took advantage of the knowledge that he had and the talents that he had to live God's way, and he grew. He grew in grace and knowledge. Now notice what he said to the next one here in verse 22. "He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So the one that had 2 talents gained 2 more talents, and God gave them the same reward, eternal life, of course. And notice in verse 24, "Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." Notice what this unprofitable servant said here. He said, "And I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground." In other words, this man or this individual could have been afraid of what people would think about him if he made some changes, if he turned loose of traditions, if he quit following the crowd, in other words. So he said, "I'll just sit quietly and not do anything." And that's what he did. Notice in verse 26 what his Lord said. "But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant." Not only called him a wicked servant, but called him a lazy servant. "You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." Now notice what happened to this unprofitable servant. This servant that didn't think it was important to be concerned about what God thought about him, that didn't think it was important to grow in grace and knowledge, didn't think it was important to make any changes in his life, didn't think it was important to quit following the crowd and began to look and search out true and pure religion and began to live that way. Notice in verse 30, it says, "And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." You know what that's saying, my friend? It's saying that this servant is going to be cast into hell fire and will be burned up. Won't live forever in hell fire. The wages of sin is death. Yes, God fully expects us to grow in his grace and knowledge, in his righteous character. The parable of the talent are very plain about that. God expects and commands you to study. Don't just take any and everyone's word. Look into your Bible and history if need be. Search for pure and true religion and begin to live that way. Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20. "Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature." Means that you have to study, you have to work, and you have to put out effort if you understand God's word, his law, his way, his plan of salvation. Notice what it says in Revelation 20 and verses 12 through 15. "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works." Notice this, my friends, the dead standing before God, the dead small and great standing before God, and the books were open, and the dead were judged according to their works. Yes, you're going to be judged according to your works, what you do, what you think. "By these things which were written in the books, the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, that is the grave, delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works." Now, you would think that if you died and went to heaven, or if you died and went to an ever-burning hell, then you wouldn't need to be resurrected and be judged. Well, that knocks a hole in that, doesn't it? Knocks a hole in that religious teaching, which is false. "The death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. Now, speaking of the second death, "And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's the second death for them as well. And it's death. It's not burning forever in hell fire. James 2 and verse 12 says this, "So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty." Yes, by God's word, by God's law. You should be very concerned about what God thinks of the way that you live your life. For God is your provider and your judge. He passes out your reward, and we will be rewarded according to our works. And you will be called on to give account for what you know and didn't make those spiritual changes that you knew you should, because you were perhaps more concerned about what your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your associates think about you than you were about what God thinks about you. Well, again, I ask, who is your judge and who is going to reward you? Who are you going to stand before in the final end? You need to understand more about this topic, and if you would like to understand more, we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklets, What God Requires of You and Where Are the True Christians? There's no cost, there's no obligation, no one will call on you. We don't ask you for money. It's absolutely free, my friend. You'll hear nothing else from us unless you invite it. This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.